Hello, I'm George Costell, and this is Veers Watch, Eyes on Veers.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Veers Watch Weekly. This week saw the release of nothing. That's right, with the holidays, there was no new comics, no new novels, and no episode of Resistance. So there was no chance for Veers to show up. I didn't do an episode last week either, but, you know, he wasn't in any of those either, so you didn't miss anything. What I thought I would do, since this is going to be the last episode of 2018, is take a look back at what was really a banner year for General Veers. There was actually not... He showed up in a single thing, but, you know, at this point that qualifies as a banner year, actually. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this retrospective of what still, all in all, was actually a very good year for the General. Starting off in Veers adjacent news, in the animated series that were out this year, both Rebels and Resistance, we actually saw a good bit of stuff inspired by General Veers. Namely, in, you know, Rebels, you don't see Veers, but you do see Arinda Price, Imperial Governor of Lothal, actually wearing the Veers chest piece, which isn't actually new to Rebels. That's been happening since the first season. But we actually see her in an AT-AT and then flanked by AT-AT drivers wearing that armor. So it's not Veers, but it's very, very Veers adjacent, and I certainly enjoyed seeing it. Then in Resistance, you got Kragan Gore, pirate leader and conspirator with the First Order. And his whole gang of Imperials is wearing, of pirates, I should say, is wearing old Imperial armor. But he gets the piece de resistance and is wearing modified AT-AT commander armor, a la General Veers. The website even says so. So that's cool stuff, am I right? And then, of course, in other Veers adjacent news, you just go take a look at Solo and the Veers chess piece again, seeing a whole lot of love. I mean, if you told me back when Disney bought Star Wars that we would wind up getting Woody Harrelson in a Veers chess piece within 5 years, I probably wouldn't have believed you. But yet here we are, and, well, was it even 5? It might have been 6 years. I don't know. But the end game is we got Woody Harrelson in a Veers chess piece. We got Thandie Newton in a Veers chess piece. We got Alden Ehrenreich. We got Han Solo in Veers armor. That's great. Come on. Get hyped. So that was pretty nice. Solo had its faults, but costuming on that front was not one of them. Beyond all the Veers adjacent stuff, Veers actually got a surprising amount of merchandise love this year. I don't know why it hit all at once after, you know, not getting... We got like a Tsum Tsum since I started the account, and that was really the only other piece of Veers merchandise I noticed since the creation of Veers Watch until this year, where we got 3 whole things of him. Pretty snazzy, huh? Obviously, the banner pieces, of course, the beautiful Star Wars Black Series figure by Hasbro. Removable armor, removable helmet. Can display, you know, on, you know, the Star Destroyer look, the AT-AT look. Really, really nice figure, and nice to finally see him released. You also got the Micro Fighters, Micro Force. I don't even remember the name of the line. Just little cutesy, super deformed General Veers figure, which is not—it's not the greatest of collectibles, but in, you know, what is obviously so a kid-focused line to get a Veers collectible is always a beautiful thing. Got to indoctrinate them early, making sure they know that Veers is the bomb, and that helps. And then finally, Fantasy Flight for Star Wars Legion released a new General Veers Commander expansion. I'm going to be honest, I have never played the game. I haven't picked up the figure yet, which is shocking, I'm sure. But I have to imagine he's pretty useful. Even if he's not, we're going to pretend that he is. So, again, very exciting just to get any level of merchandise for them. And then, of course, the big occurrence for General Veers this year was finally Veers shows up in his first canon appearance outside of a mobile game or Empire Strikes Back adaptation, and he makes an interesting point to Darth Vader in Star Wars 50, Kieran Gillen's marquee issue of his new Star Wars run. Veers gets to meet with General Vader, well, Lord Vader, on Mustafar in the castle, make an interesting point. And really, the whole arc builds to this, you know, this confrontation, you know, the Imperials versus the Rebels, that was, in the end, we find out, kind of inspired by Veers. And that's pretty nice. So, who knows what the next year holds. I'm optimistic that he'll show up in Greg Pak's Age of Rebellion comics in at least one issue, hopefully. You know, if we're lucky, maybe he'll get a little bit of a focus in one of the specials, Dare to Dream. But, you know, there's always a chance for him. You know, episode 9's out. You never know what'll happen. And looking even further beyond the horizon, you have 2020. We'll have the 40th anniversary of Empire. Maybe get from a certain point of view of General Veers. And, well, perhaps we'll finally find out what happened to him at Hoth, if he lives or dies. But I remain optimistic that although 2018 was a banner year, that this is only the beginning of the Veers Renaissance. I truly hope and believe that in the future, we will see more of our dear general. That will do it for us this week. As always, thanks for listening, and have a very pleasant new year.